بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد The عصا that is the stick was amongst the estate of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو الحسن الضحاك رحمة الله عليه reports from محمد بن مهاجر رحمة الله عليه that سيدنا عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه had a bed an عصا a bowl, a dish, a pillow, a piece of cloth, and a saddle blanket of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to show this to the Quraysh, saying to them, these were the possessions of the one who was the most honored in the gaze of Allah Ta'ala. It is sunnah to lean on the asa while delivering the khutbah. Sayyiduna Hakam ibn Hazan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that during his stay in Medina Munawwara, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam supporting himself with an asa or bow whilst delivering the khutbah. Abdul Rahman ibn Sa'ad rahimahumullah narrates from his grandfather radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that during battles when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would deliver a khutbah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would support himself with a bow. And when delivering the khutbah in Medina Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would lean on his asa. Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri rahimahumullah narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stand to deliver the khutbah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would use the asa. Similarly, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr, Sayyiduna Umar, Sayyiduna Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhum also used the asa when delivering the khutbah. Atta rahimahumullah was asked if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used the asa while delivering the khutbah. He replied in the affirmative. Sa'id ibn Musayyib rahimahumullah narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would support himself with the asa when delivering the khutbah. Initially, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would lean against the blessed date palm, but when the pulpit was constructed, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to use the asa. Ibn Qayyim rahimahumullah also writes that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would lead against the asa whilst delivering the khutbah. The Khulafa'i Rashidun continued with this practice after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.